Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. Straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control. Hey. Bad motherfucker, riding through the night.
Alright, you there?
Yep.
Alright, hang on. I'm going to try something.
Okay.
I think that's the right number. Oop, no, screwed it. Hey, Pooch. Hang on. See if this guy answers the phone.
Okay.
What are you clicking on?
Sorry, I forgot you can hear. I was playing a game.
Alright, hang on. Let me see. You're clicking again.
I'm sorry. I'm away from my laptop. I'm playing a game.
Let me see. Let's try this again. There we go. See what happens. Anyway. Get this guy. How was the weather today?
Wasn't bad. I had shorts on and a t-shirt on and a...
No rain?
Oh, no. We've got it back.
Yeah.
We didn't get enough the last time.
Yeah, last... It rained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got phones all over that building. He should be. He's up at Harlem and Addison.
Ah, I know where it is.
It's right where I grew up in my teenage years.
You know, that's not that far north of me.
I know. See what happens. Anyway, I got some stuff on recording the police and that in a little bit. I give up.
Yeah, that's okay.
Nah.
Always nice.
Yeah, usually he's there. But, not there today. Unless he's moving cars. But, so what's up with your grandson?
They go tomorrow at 11 a.m. to the genetics doctor. You can see more now on the left side of the head. The brain is trying to, you know, it's becoming more pronounced, you know. But surgery date is set for July 9th. He has to be in there on the 8th. And as long as there's no complications, he'll be out on the 14th.
Well, good.
Yeah. So he's coming along. He's trying to sit up. We put him in his bouncy chair, and he's getting a little bit more apt of grabbing at things, you know, and stuff. So as he pulls into the handle, you know, to pull the music, he tries to pull himself up and sit up, and I say, "Well, you slow down some, be a baby." And I introduced him to mashed potatoes. He was a very happy camper. Got upset when I had to stop. But, yeah, I mean, so far, you know, he's okay. He just... we know that he's feeling pain. We just don't know it. You know what I mean? It's not like he can tell us. The pressure is building up, and you know, July 9th is just not coming fast enough.
Mhm.
You know. So that's about it. We're trying to hang in there. You know.
Yep. So what else is... How you doing?
I'm doing okay, you know, besides the major flood. They actually put so much of this feed in, what do you call it, state of disaster, you know. The rain was just insane. I've never seen 5 to 7 inches of rain come down like that. Half flying in my basement, but I'm not the only one. You know what I mean? It was just, oh. I'm glad it's over, but the ground is still soaked, and we have rain now as we speak. So who knows?
True.
And I made homemade dog treats today. White Claw.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Well, we got Ryan in the house.
Hi, Ryan.
It's probably.
He's not on the phone, or is he in the chat?
No, yeah, he'll probably call in later.
Okay.
He can call in now if he wants. But, you know, it's like,
oh,
I don't know, man.
CISPA got passed.
Huh?
CISPA got passed.
Yeah. Tell everybody what that is.
Okay, CISPA is where, in regards to checking everybody's websites, their messages, and everything else that the government is now allowed to do, where before they were supposed to be able to only do that if obtained by a warrant. Now they can, and it's
you know why, don't you? You know why, don't you?
Yeah,
this guy wants to tell you why. This guy wants to tell you why.
There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, that. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions, they get the politicians. They're an irrelevant thing. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. Something, they'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people.
They're fucking with me already.
A white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know?
Yep, they're doing it already.
But there's a reason. There's a reason.
Okay. The bad part is, this guy here is really fucked. Yeah, this guy here is really pissed off.
From landscape paintings to photo illustration, most professional.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the streets. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Yep. But, so hey, what's going on with the cops over there? I heard there's a lot of trouble going on.
Over where?
Where you're at.
There's always something going on. It's not any secret.
I heard they busted a guy for molesting a 16-year-old girl in the back of the squad car. Is that true?
Yeah, it was actually disgusting. They also caught another guy on pedophilia charges. Let's see. You know, we could spend the whole time talking about how dirty it is here, and that's not going to change.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when the one fireman was charged with breaking into a woman's home and was going to, you know, rape her, the funny thing is, everything gets swept under. You don't hear about it. It's big news for a minute, and then everything gets swept under.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do time like everybody else does. Will it happen?
Right.
Probably not.
No, it should. Why not?
Well, yeah, but unfortunately they have, you know, a badge to hide behind.
Yeah, but that doesn't give them any more rights than anybody else.
No, and I agree with you. But the unfortunate thing is, it's not going to change. You know, and that's what's so annoying. It's, okay, they can become a 1% and do what they want, and they don't have to worry about anything. Now, this is how I look at it, my opinion. If they want to claim 1%, then they should be charged accordingly. It doesn't matter who they are. If they do something wrong, hello? You know, I mean, unfortunately, we're in a day and age now where it's gotten to the point where everybody thinks the internet is safe. And how long have we been telling people? It's not. They can peek in any time. But with CISPA passing, now they can do it every day, all day long.
Yeah,
you won't know they're
right
there.
Now.
Yeah, you won't know they're
there.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. You know, it's all about control. Meaning, now, let's use this as an example. Say what took place in Boston, okay? How does anybody know that wasn't set for a showing of what martial law is going to become.
Yeah,
meaning,
well, I'm still
now,
trying to find out what...
when you...
I'm still
well,
trying to find out what...
the,
wait, I'm still trying to find out what SEAL Team 5 was doing there.
Well, exactly. Okay. Now, I don't know if you saw exactly what I did, okay? I'm sure everybody did, but whether or not they pay attention or not. Okay, now, on this show, we always talk about knowing your rights, what you should and shouldn't do, what you can and cannot do, okay? Do it accordingly and with the rightful speaking and the rightful mindset, things can turn out fine. Okay, you can't go at be combative with people. Anyways, so as I'm saying here, or was saying here, watching things take place when they walk down a section of an area in Boston. Now here they're going door to door. I'm saying, why is the military there? And why are did they have this family come outside their home while they went in? Well, guess what? Here is where you saw people didn't exercise their rights.
Right.
Accordingly. But they weren't given a choice. Because martial law is what it is. You don't have a right, they're storming in, period. They're coming in. And if you get combative, or if you sit there and try to say nicely, this is my right, this is my home. They also are under what has already been signed. They could be shot.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We're talking about American citizens can be shot by our own military. Okay. So here was a prime example of what the whole world watched on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Is seeing people's rights being pissed out the door.
Right.
So when martial law comes to a town near you, get used to what's going to come. It doesn't matter. These people didn't harbor this kid, okay? This kid put himself in a strange place, in somebody's boots. They also made a web page on Facebook to collect money for people to get this man a boat and replacement because of what the events that took place.
Yeah, they shot it up.
Okay, well, hello. A boat is material. Who gives a fuck? Okay, the point being, this kid hid out. But in the meantime, people's rights were being violated. Because these men were coming in heavily armed to search one house at a time. Why?
Right.
Would you not think that if you were harboring someone, wouldn't you try to give, like, if someone knocked on your door, have you seen this person? This is a person of interest, if they can say that. Okay, no, I'm sorry. And they go to the next house, you know. And say if that person was in your home. You could, like, do a word. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, they said I was off the host queue. So anyways.
Get around again.
But you give some kind of look. So they know. Okay, there is a situation. You understand what I'm saying? But to go in and have a family stand outside on the sidewalk in front of their own home while they search, you just saw everything being lost right there on national TV. The way of life as you know it has completely changed.
That's true.
And people didn't see it coming. People didn't understand it. They didn't want to believe it.
It's just like the guy that they were in the boat, and nobody knew nothing about where the guy was who owned the boat, who found the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see the part where they got him caught, you know, or I mean when they got him. So I don't know if it was he strapped like
they
his
said he
brother
was, all
was or.
Up. Yeah, they said he was all fucked up, but I think
he got shot in the neck. Right.
Yeah, I think they shot him in the neck when they got him out of the boat.
I think they shot him before because they, well, what they speculated was that he was possibly injured when his brother was shot.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't.
And then had more injuries acquire when they got him.
I don't know.
You'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
But, you know, if this kid doesn't have a record and doesn't, just because you're in a Muslim part of Russia doesn't make you a terrorist.
No.
You know, there's angry people worldwide. Why? The economies, the prices of food, gas, homes, foreclosures. Everything compiles to make people angry and hostile. They're losing their jobs, or their job, they got cut on their pay. People are angry because how many years back everything was fine? Then all of a sudden, everything crashed. So how much more do people have to deal with and put up with before they snap? It's anybody. I'm not saying this in regards to this is what took place with the kids. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe they were radical. Maybe they were not. Who knows? We're never going to know the truth.
That's true. Never know the truth with these fucking guys. You know, they're fucking around in right now.
You know, and I knew that. As soon as it said I wasn't in the host queue, I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like someone dead. But again, you know, this took place in Boston. Who's going to be next? We'll never know. But how many people walk around every day and they're waiting? One could be your neighbor. One could be someone that you pass by every day on your way to or from work. And you would never think that person is capable of doing something. You don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
But it's different when you think about it in that aspect. But at some point, we're supposed to all go under martial law. What town is it going to start at first? You know, there's a place in Florida they already started. Where else is it going to go?
Yeah. Well, let me do something here real quick because they're doing shit. I'm going to play this song.
That's fine.
This kind of goes along with what you're talking about.
Okay.
Whoop. Fucking with me in there, too.
Thank you. tiempo de alegría, de tristezas, de placeres. A los que creyeron en mí, a los que desconfiaron, a los que convencí, a los que decepcioné, a los que...
Fuckers.
Wow. Spanish. I was saying that.
Hey,
cool.
Hold on. Guys, they're fucking not. Now they're
the band that redefined music.
They just clicked it over.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're fucking. They're trying to take it away from me right now.
We're not saying anything bad. Just
no.
All the truth. All
right.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
These fuckers are trying to fuck with us now.
I've been hearing that. What the hell? You guys haven't even said anything that was enough to piss anybody off tonight.
I know.
Well, yeah. All you have to do is just say CISPA passed.
Right.
Oh,
see?
There we go. Not, no, they're playing a song now.
Oh, well, let's go to Greek music. I think Greek music would be better suiting than Spanish.
Well, yeah, we can all sit around and eat Euros and do whatever the
hell. I don't know. I can't see what it is. It's a good song, though.
Yeah. I like it. That's a compliment of mine, a good music.
Here we go, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Okay, got them. They're done.
Nice.
I was very impressed.
I was very impressed.
Well, because we went from Poison, the Spanish, and then, you know, we went to, you know, really good metal music here. I drove 3 hours to see that band.
That is way something else.
Oh, no, this is a good song.
There, got him.
Okay, we're not going to say that word anymore.
Well, message me whatever word that was, so I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's what I said after when you got on, and as soon as I said that word, then the music started. So I'm not saying that word.
Well, we got one guy.
Oh, that was pass.
Well, we got one guy listening in China, so maybe that's why.
That could be too.
They might be trying to block him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Switzerland, Taiwan, Sweden, Russia, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Australia, Canada, Iraq. We got a guy in Iraq. We got Denmark, Brazil, Poland, New Zealand, France, and Germany, the Ukraine, New Zealand. Yeah, they're all, hey, Brazil, fuck, hey, we got a good audience tonight.
I always tell people all over here. In fact, one in Iraq, I gave him the link.
Yeah.
Hoorah.
Well, good. Did you guys hear about when Zorro strikes again?
No.
When the what?
Zorro. Well, this is Las Vegas PD, Metro PD.
Right.
They paid $105,000 in a lawsuit by a costume character. This comes from Connor Shine. It's on the Las Vegas Sun. But in 2010, a confrontation between Metro Police and the costume Zorro character in front of the Venetian Hotel will cost the department $105,000 after it agreed today to settle a lawsuit stemming from the incident. In their lawsuit against the department, the brothers Jason Perez Marceliglio and Sebastian Perez Marceliglio alleged they were wrongfully detained by Metro officers who did not arrest the pair but allegedly placed them in handcuffs. Members of Metro's Fiscal Affairs Committee, which oversees the department budget, voted unanimously to pay the settlement out of the department's settlement insurance fund. Commissioner Steve Sazalik, a member of the community, said the decision was made to avoid future litigation costs and the possibility of a larger court judgment against the police department. Our potential exposure could have been significantly more. You try to minimize it as much as you can, and we've done a lot to minimize the claims. It's the cost of doing business. Really? Get rid of those fucking stormtroopers you got over there.
I'm aware of that. Oh, did you know?
Well, I don't think you've been to Vegas, right?
I haven't, no.
Hey. Ryan, you've been to Vegas, right?
I have, yep. I lived there for a couple of years.
You ever go down to Fremont Street?
I have, yep.
What do you see on every corner? On both sides of the street.
Oh, hell, I don't remember, man. Last time
four
I was on Fremont
cops.
Was about 8 years ago.
Four or five cops.
Are you
cops.
Serious? Why?
Oh, yeah, there's cops everywhere. I thought you were talking like a store or something. But, yeah, there's police everywhere out there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about prostitutes. I was going to say, isn't it legal there?
No.
Actually, it's only legal in certain counties. And most of them are far enough away from the cities. But you got the illegal ones in there all the time anyway.
Wow.
Bill and I were standing in front of the hotel, and we were talking to all kinds of club guys coming up, how you doing, hugs, kisses, whatever, right? They parked on our right side, our left side, behind us, and in front of us, just watching. And the guy asked Bill if we were holding court.
What do you mean, holding court?
Well, we met about at least 150 people in the span of about 2.5 hours. All different clubs. They wanted to know who we were, where we were from, what we were doing, why we decided to stand right there in that corner, and I pointed up and said, because I'm staying in this hotel. And Bill pointed across the street and said, I'm staying in that one.
Wow.
But yet there's a guy sitting on the, now you got to picture this. There's a guy sitting on the curb. He pulls out a little baggie. And he's fucking pouring lines in his hand, and he's sniffing the lines out of his hand. And they're watching us.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
they're watching
crazy.
Us.
Crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely nuts.
Yeah, crazy. And then when Bill and I decided to go, they wanted to know where we were going, if we were coming back, who else we were going to talk to.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
You know, in the town I live in, you could do that, and nobody would even care. They wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy all over the place.
Yeah.
So how was your trip there, buddy?
Oh, man,
yeah.
it was a mess from the beginning.
Well,
I had a blast, though. I mean, everything was good. It was just we started off a little behind schedule, and then every time we hit any of the stops, we got thrown further and further in a loop. We ended up leaving Colorado at 1 o'clock in the morning, drove to Vegas, did a photo shoot at 8, that ended up running over, and had that model that I was supposed to shoot with where you guys are at. Her ex wouldn't watch the kid because he found out she was going to do a photo shoot, so she ended up canceling. So we ended up driving over there. I did swing by and take a picture of the shop, though, over at Kennedy's Customs. So
what time did you
get a picture of that? I got there at about 6:15. They were just locking the gates up. I forget the guy's name that I talked to. He's kind of a bald guy with a mustache. Went over, talked to him, gave him a handshake, told him to pass it on to you two.
Yeah, that
and
was
then,
Steve.
Okay, Steve. So hopefully he did. And went from there. My sister hadn't been to the ocean, so I figured, well, I'll run her over there to the ocean and check that out. And then we drove straight to Lake Tahoe. So we spent 28 hours on the from the time we left until the time we rolled into Lake Tahoe, 8:30 in the next morning.
Wow.
More than 28 hours. Crashed out, got up at 11 for wedding rehearsal, and then we were taking pictures for 2 days straight before we went to San Francisco. So
well,
it was,
some of the photos that you posted up are great.
Appreciate it. Had a good time. Drank a whole lot of energy drinks and gallons of coffee.
Bad part of heart.
Yeah. Well, then we drove, once we got down at Lake Tahoe, we went up to San Francisco Bay, checked out the Golden Gate Bridge and Alcatraz.
That must have been amazing.
It was awesome. But I didn't realize you needed to have a couple days warning for Alcatraz. We got there and they were booked up all the way till the next day at noon.
Oh,
so
shit.
We got to drive around the island on a big old boat, or ride around, but didn't get to go ashore. But
that's cool.
Did that and went to Calico. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's over by Barstow, California. Little bitty ghost town. It was one of the richest silver strikes in American history. So we drove straight through, got there about 2 o'clock in the morning, and they were supposed to have cabin keys for me. Well, they couldn't find the cabin keys, and they told me, well, just stay on site, and we'll give them to you in the morning. Well, that's a crock of shit. So we just out and took a shower and headed to Grand Junction just in time to get snowed in for 3 days.
Well, you could have been here and been underwater.
Exactly. So, but it was a good time. It was nice to get away. Ended up spending 8 days on the road, so that was a good deal. But,
cool.
Well, got back here and it's business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, but Yeah. Not a whole lot else exciting. But so I've got a poker run coming up June 22nd.
Got a flyer?
So as soon as they, what's that?
Do you have a flyer?
One more time.
Do you have a flyer for that yet?
Oh, no, I do not. Still waiting on some of the details. It's for the Mosaic Down Syndrome Association. And it's a form of Down syndrome that not a lot of people really know about. And
right.
A lot of times you get diagnosed with leukemia until they find out that it's actually a form of Down syndrome.
Down syndrome, right.
So,
so they mistreat it.
Exactly. They mistreat it and you end up in a whole world of hurt. So we're trying to raise awareness for that, and it's a lot of political stuff because we have to make sure that we follow all the guidelines that the higher-ups are going to like. So it's getting there. But I'm flying in an entertainer out of Arkansas that does hula hooping. I don't know if you've seen the link on my Facebook wall. She's amazing. Totally gorgeous. Cool personality. She's an art teacher for elementary school and does these hula hoop dances that are phenomenal. So she's going to come out and hopefully be able to help us bring some awareness to it and do poker run, car show, you know, just try to get some good stuff going. Hoping to have flyers and more information by tomorrow or Thursday at the latest.
All right, make sure you get one of those.
Okay, I will for sure. So I actually sent them an email a little bit ago requesting more info, so hopefully they get that to me so I can get this going. It's only 8 weeks away, so I'm starting to get nervous. So, but we're setting up PayPal accounts, so anybody across the globe that wants to help sponsor a family or do anything like that has the availability to do so.
Yeah.
And what's
all right, hang on. I got people saying they can't... they can't hear us. Let me check this out real quick. You guys stay right where you're at, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, they're fucking with us again. See. Yeah, they're still jacking with us. Let me see if I can do something else here. But
okay.
Yeah, so your trip sucked, huh?
Oh, the trip was awesome. I just was frantic the first few days because I was so far behind the eight ball. Actually,
yeah.
Calmed down and started going smooth once I finally made it to Tahoe, but getting there, I was a nervous wreck, hoping that, you know, everything would go good. But, yeah, I don't mind sleeping in the Jeep. Hell, we got there at 2 o'clock and we were up at 7, so it wasn't a huge deal. We got up and used our showers and took off and never did use a cabin.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Yeah, these guys are fucking with everything again. Let me see if I can do me a favor, you two. Hang up and call me back.
Okay.
Cool. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey. Yeah, they're fucking with me tonight. Well, let me, I just got it back. Let me see. It's loading up now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're fucking around. Because I talked to the people yesterday. See, now it says that my connection was the connection was reset. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out right now, Henry. Yeah. I'm gonna fuck with him. See what happens. Yeah. I don't know.
I seen that fucking guy there. I just thought he was checking the shit out.
Yeah, he was in the fucking chat room. He was guest number one. Yeah, that's the one everybody sees, but I got the one in the background. I have one guy listening from China. I think that's why. Yeah, I think that's why. Okay. All right. Let me, if I get back up, I'll send you a text. Okay. All right. Bye. Well, if you can hear me out there, they're jacking with the server. So I'm trying to, there we go. Let's see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking pissed, dude. I'm back on right now.
Yeah, you're back on, so don't tear up your equipment, you're back on, okay?
Yeah, I know, I just fucking, no, that was me switching modems. The fuck with them.
Yeah, your phone's closing now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just one thing.
Well, you know that thing I told you about the other day?
Oh, you're talking to me on the phone now.
Yeah, but you know that thing I told you about the other day that happened over the weekend?
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's some things going on. I tried to look for you today, but I didn't see you this morning. Yeah, you going to work tomorrow?
No, I'm gone.
Okay.
Tomorrow. All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Hello?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I was just like, I was calling, and it was like, it was just dead silence. And I'm like, but it showed that there was, you know, like my phone wasn't off, but I just couldn't hear anything. I'm like, what is going on here?
they're fucking around.
Yeah. Well, hopefully if they play music again, it's good music.
Yeah. Let me, all right, hold on. Do something.
Okay.
I'm gonna play this while I'm waiting for him.
Let me play one of Mike's one of his tracks. Stand by, hold on. This is called Spice. I mean, not very radio friendly by terrestrial standards. It's called Give a Fuck. It's called Big Mike P, ladies and gentlemen. The 818. It's called Give a Fuck. Well, it's not really rap. It's kind of like southern rock slash rap. I like it. It's like
this doesn't kick in. It hasn't kicked in yet. When it kicks in,
like
he gets after it.
But I like it. I mean, it's got kind of a, you know.
Hey, homie. Hey, speed this motherfucker up so I can spit some crazy rap shit to this shit.
Hold on. What's up?
Hey.
I got everybody back.
You got it back. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had
I switched motors.
Nice.
Switch modems, but I dedicated this to the forces that be. Let me play this, and I'll be right back.
Let me play one of Mike's.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh no, go ahead.
Okay.
Let me play one of Mike's one of his tracks. Stand by, hold on. This is called Spice. I mean, not very radio friendly by terrestrial standards. It's called Give a Fuck. It's called Big Mike P, ladies and gentlemen. The 818. It's called Give a Fuck. Well, it's not really rap. It's kind of like southern rock slash rap. I like it. It's like
this doesn't kick in. It hasn't kicked in yet. When it kicks in,
like
he gets after it.
But I like it. I mean, it's got kind of a, you know.
Hey, homie. Hey, speed this motherfucker up so I can spit some crazy rap shit to this shit.
I don't give a fuck. fresh out of jail. Jump on my chopper with my tracks like fishtails. Rolling in the wind, I be blowing. Bitches on my socks, on my tickets when they hold it. Big ballin', money stay growing. Hitting hard as fuck for the title that I'm holding. Fuck for me, and you know you're getting faded. Baby mama tripping because my pad just got raided. Oh well, I still don't give a fuck. I'm a squirrel in the world trying to bust a nut. So fuck yeah, motherfucker, keep on bailing. Gangsta gangsters, what the fuck they yelling? My lady think I'm crazy, but hey, that's cool. I've been fucking up friends for like a year or two. My dude, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper, jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe this tail. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper, jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe this tail. Back up. Give me 50 feet before I have to knock your ass out in the street. My colors, my colors, my colors, my all. With the colors upon me, one soldier's hands fall. Hear me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night my big homie got shot. Motherfucker, get back. It's time for some action. No fist fight, strictly rap packing. Taking up on any motherfucker who's asking. I got the blunder so you know I'm straight blasting. Trouble, chaos, no pity. I grew up in the ghetto so my attitude is shitty. Some motherfucker don't say I didn't warn ya. Crazy motherfuckers coming straight out of a Coima. God damn, that's just how it is. A bad motherfucker known to handle my fears, right? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper. Jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag like this tail. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper. Jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag like this tail. High bars, low rider cars. Neighborhood star at the neighborhood bar. Some say I'm crazy, but hey, that don't faze me. Maybe that's a reason five bitches want my baby. Mike B, living straight raw. Bad to the bone, I'm a rebel with a cause. Summertime, motherfuckers hit the bleeding. Hotter than a motherfucker, good enough reason. Eyes wide open for the punk ass cops. Especially the ones with no lights on the top. Hit the throttle, let the clutch straight pop. Do a little willy when I burn out the spot. They yell at danger, beware if you enter. It's just another day with this crazy 1% of my crew. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper. Jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe this tail. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck.
Okay. Well, go ahead, continue. Ed, we were so rudely interrupted.
I wonder if they got the point.
I don't know. Find out.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, and I don't know where we cut off and what everybody heard. Where do we need to pick up at?
We were talking about you... emailing somebody in regards to the flyer.
Oh, yeah, for that poker run. As soon as I get
there
that information
go.
Back, I'll be able to put it out there for everybody.
Okay.
But we're going to be
yeah, because
up,
we were talking, I'm sorry, we were talking about the difference with the Down syndrome.
Okay.
And, like, where they were misdiagnosing, thinking it was leukemia, so... People were being treated for leukemia when they actually had Down syndrome.
Right. And it,
right.
You know, there's a lot of information, and I'm trying to read up on all of that, but it's pretty much a pretty, you know, the doctor terms and everything else confuse the heck out of me. But it's you don't usually have characteristics. A lot of times you'll notice, you know, thicker skin around the nose, a different style of almond eyes, things like that.
Right.
With the mosaic Down syndrome, a lot of times you don't even have any traits. So you don't know that there's an issue, and you're still able to have kids. It's just a really hard ailment to determine if you have it or not. So,
right.
You know, if we could get more people to know about it, this is a grassroots company. They've got right at 7 people that run the whole thing nationwide, and they do it on a $5,000 a year budget.
Right.
So, they're all volunteers. It's a registered 50C company, started in Texas back in 2002. So they've been around a little while, but they're still having a hard time getting the word out.
Right.
So we're trying to set up a campaign where I can get them kickstarted with a poker run and hopefully get enough people involved that are talking about it and then, you know, continually help them out.
Right.
You know, what they try to do when they sponsor a family is they help to cover their expenses to get to the hospital to get their kids checked out and things like that.
Right. Why haven't you had them send me a flyer?
Okay. Yeah, we've still got to put all that together, but I will absolutely send you one. Pretty much all the information I have right now is on my event page I set up on Facebook, so I can send you that link for now. And as I get stuff, I'll be posting more on there.
Send it to me in an email. Don't post it. Send it to me in an email. I get them better that way.
Okay, I can do that. In fact, I'll find it and do that right now.
Okay.
So, but it's a good cause, and of course, anytime it deals with kids and things like that, it kind of tugs at my heartstrings, so we're trying to do what we can to help them out. So, but we'll be setting all of the PayPal stuff will be set up under the KR Productions header, but all of that money actually goes straight to the Mosaic Downs Fund. So when you click on the link, it takes you to their webpage. But we're trying to just set it up where people know that it's the event that we're putting on that's helping them so that they know
right.
where their money's going. So.
Do they have like a like page like what I do for my grandson?
They do. In fact, I will send that as well. I'll try to get all this stuff over to the email right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to do that on a computer while we're talking here. But, yeah, they're a tiny little company, so it's nice to be able to help them out.
Right.
Well, good.
So,
you need to get him. You need to get him on the blower.
Yes, absolutely. So we had him. You know, we've got a few things we're trying to do, and there's so many T's to cross and I's to dot, things like that. They do get a portion of their money from some of the bigger companies that deal specifically with Down syndrome and things like that. And I've really got to be careful of wording, how they're represented, all kinds of stuff. It's tricky. I tell you, this is probably one of the hardest events I've had to put together just to make sure we do everything politically correct and all that good stuff.
Right.
Let's see.
So what else? How did you get hooked up with these guys?
I went and did a photo shoot at LA Guns, and I was actually taking pictures of the band, and they're these... There's a couple in the front row, and one of the kids had a mohawk, and he's just jamming away, and I noticed all the bands were coming over and talking to him. One of the drummers gave him a pair of drumsticks, things like that. Well, I took a picture of this little guy's mohawk, and that was pretty much it. I told him goodbye. I gave the mom my contact info so she could get a picture of her kid and made sure I had permission to use it and everything. She ended up searching me down through Facebook and got a hold of me and told me that particular son has autism and wants to be a guitar player. And for being, I think he's 6 years old, he's phenomenal at playing the guitar. And she tells me, I've got another son, and he's got Mosaic Down syndrome. I've never heard of it, so I real quick Googled it, found out some stuff, and got to talking with her. And she started telling me the different issues and things that they have and how... you know, it's just hard to detect and nobody knows about it. And that there's only three families in Colorado that know that that's what their children have. So it's, I mean, nobody really knows about it. So I figured, well, if we can help them out, why not? And so we kind of started talking to them, and she hooked me up with the lady that runs the whole show, who's based out of Ohio, and got the approval to help them put together a poker run. And you know, that pretty much got the ball rolling there.
Right.
Well, good.
So all because of a little kid with the mohawk at an L.A. Guns concert. So, but hopefully we can help him out and
So no, that's the main thing.
Yeah. What'd you do, catch a cold?
Yeah, my lungs have been acting up a little bit here lately.
Uh-huh.
Can't catch a breath and throat's awful dry, things like that. So
obstacles.
Yeah, I can't walk up the stairs without just about having an asthma attack. It's hell getting old.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're old, then so is ancient and ready to go in the grave.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Don't quit your day job.
No, I mean, I was sorry to Phil. I didn't mean it like that, but, you know, nobody's old here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else has been going on with you guys? I haven't been on it in about a week and a half.
I haven't been on it much either.
They're jacking with everything again. They're coming back.
They're determined.
Yep. So what I'm going to do then is I'll see you guys Thursday. I'm going to just I'm done. I'm going to do a couple of things here and reload another program. And
okay.
That'll work.
I'll see you guys Thursday.
Okay,
I'm
the 1% of the bad biker community. But I just represent freedom.
Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control. Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control.
I ain't a biker, homie. I'm a gangster on a bike. Yeah. And the cops don't like me because I do what I like. It's the American dream for us to live free. But when the feds think of me, they think of penitentiary. Don't play me, pig. You made me this way. I'm a pit in a cage built up with rage. Take off that vest or kick your ass all day. Man, fuck you and the fucking DA. 99% of these bikers are good. I guess I represent them all except for nothing but hood. So if you see that one with the diamond crown, you better make room. I'll lay you down. I'm on the freeway grind with my middle finger up like fuck the world. I don't give a fuck.
Mike P, the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah. Come on.
B-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah. Summertime in the SFV. Something for my 818 homie. B-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah. Summertime in the SFV. Something for my 818 homie. It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley, it's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley. fucking addict. Once again, I'm back at it, baby mama, too dramatic. And goddamn it, it's about that time. Then drink up the vodka, beer, and wine. Not even Friday night, drunk for the 10th time. So what the fuck? I guess I'll bust another rhyme. Cause hey, all I wanna do is drink beer and screw. Hang on the avenue and go home with you when the party ends. Mike P back again with rep for representing.
Goes out to everybody cruising Lower Canyon, homie, in 1999, 2000. Yeah, this one's for you, straight up.
In the town of 818 of the L.A. County, there's a place that we roll in the San Fernando Valley. A little boulevard that's called Lower Canyon, where all the chicken heads go when it's time for landing. Hit the street looking clean, rolling these up on a Cadillac. Bumping too short like a big motherfucking Mac. Take a sip of yak just to get right. Holla at some hoes at the next red light. From Fox Avenue all the way to Brand. Turn around and come back to the three-wheel stand. Watch it jump, hydraulics in the trunk. Turn my bass up and watch a 12-inch bump. Can't fuck with my ride, homie, don't try. Fucking with my senses like suicide. Back to them hoes, little lady, what's your name? She rolled away hard in a blue Ford Range. She said, what's your name? I said, I might be the lady of the night. Is what you might be. She said, I heard of you, you a player, right? Don't get mad at me, girl, cause I keep my game tight. She gave up the number with no fuss and fight. I'll be up in that ass later on tonight. My ride, swerve away from the curb. Back on the boulevard for another chick to serve. Not even 8 o'clock, only got 6 numbers. I can tell right now it's gonna be a great summer. V-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home. Homie.
Yeah.